trust yourself. You know best. Face your fears. Forget the rest. Listen closely. Whisper breath. Messages from deep within. All of the noise makes it hard to hear her voice. All of the noise.
I'm not. Hello everyone, welcome back. I hope you guys are enjoying so far. Anyway, the next song that we're going to be listening to is called One Breath to the Next by the students from Churchill, Manitoba.
Time is flying. I only matter when you need me, so believe me. I think this is the time to be free. I guess you're not the sunshine anymore, so be free. Be free, my love.
I bite my tongue, I hold my breath. It gets hard, but I'm not done here yet. Don't know what to do, so I'm gonna ask you. Help me figure out, I'll try my best. Oh, one breath to the next. Oh, one breath to the
Our next song that we're going to be listening to is called Smiling Like a Sand Dog by Roy Mekstad from Churchill, Manitoba. And also, for more songs, stay tuned here in CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Summer arrives in a northern town. The whales are calling ahead. The berries are blooming in Churchill town. A musher is mending a sled. And we say, gonna live my life in a northern town. Gonna live my life, 'cause I can take my time in a northern town. I can take my time in a northern town. We're smiling like a sun dog now, right here. La 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 la. Winter arrives in a northern town. A musher is racing a sled. Everyone's coming to Churchill town for the lights and the whales and the bears. And we say, gonna live my life in a northern town. Gonna live my life, 'cause I can take my time in a northern town. I can take my time in a northern town. We're smarter like a sun dog now, right here. La 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 la. Right here. The summer's arrived in a northern town. The whales are calling ahead. The berries are blooming in Churchill town. A musher is mending a sled. And we say, we're smiling like a sun dog now.
Hi everyone, I just want to shout out my friends here, Spencer, Benny, Jacob, Braxton, Jackson, and my mom, my dad, and also my other friends from Churchill. And for our next song, we got Out of My Mind by Hera Nalam. Next up, we got Blockbuster by Lana Winterhall from her album called Recovering Theater Kid. Hope you enjoy!
Of the movies in the adult section. It used to be so simple. It used to be so simple. I wish it could just be simple. Our eyes glued to the television screen, and occasionally each other. We'll take this tape back in a week after watching the same thing on repeat. And no matter how many times we see the same scenes over and over again, our bellies still hurt from laughter. It used to be so simple. It used to be so simple. I wish it could just.
And for our last song, we're going to be playing Here to Stay by Golden Boy from his album called For Eden.
I'm gonna face my demons, even if it breaks my legs, even if it breaks my spirit, walking around downtown all day. We all got our own reasons, all got bills to pay. One day, son, you'll get it straight, and you won't have to walk this way. Wake up and place your bets. Wake up and wait in line. One day you'll pay off all your debt. I know it ain't the time. Changing with the seasons, going it all alone. I got friends and when I see them, it feels like coming home. Yes, it does. Grab a drink, come on by. Place your bets and get in line. Even losers get to try from time to time. Get it right. Ain't that a sweet thought? Sweetheart, I ain't one to lie. Leave a Winnipeg, get myself a place off a highway 5 mountain road someday, but not today. find myself some peace of mind. Just behind my eyes, there's a bluebird waiting to sing her song, and I'm gonna let her fly. Let her fly. Well, I used to let her out at night when everyone's asleep. But in my dreams, it's broad daylight, and I let her kiss my cheek. Never thought I'd be the man that I am today. Here I am, despite my plans, I think I'm here to stay.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is your host Joaquin, and I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of Manitoba Made. I'm gonna turn it off. I'm just gonna play one more song by Boogie the Beat and Isla Barker called Yellow Turtle.
where Wolseley hippies and West End punks can get along. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
One in a million. She found a higher call. and dry. Break your heart, I'm sure I'd rather die.
Welcome back to Ronnie's Rich Reviews. First up on the docket is the Oscar nominees. So far I've seen 42 movies that came out in 2024, and of that group, 10 of them are nominated for Academy Awards, those being Nosferatu, A Real Pain, Dune Part 2, Anora, Wallace and Gromit, A Vengeance Most Foul, Wild Robot, Alien Romulus, Inside Out 2, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and Conclave, in order of how much I like them. I did at least enjoy all of them, some of them much more than others. Hosting the nominations event was Bowen Yang and Rachel Sennett. I love Rachel Sennett in everything, so I support her getting paid for anything. And I'm indifferent on Bowen Yang. Hosting the Oscars will be Conan O'Brien, which is knowledge that was apparently available since November. I only just found out about it today, and I'm very thrilled. Not only to have someone more interesting than Jimmy Goddamn Kimmel, but for the host to actually be someone who is incredibly funny, I'm very confident he'll deliver. On to the actual nominees. I'll only mention the parts that I have something to say about. First of all, I haven't seen any of the shorts or documentaries or international features, but I'll try to get around to a good chunk of those by the time the Oscars roll around. The Best Picture category includes Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. I'm super happy for Anora and Dune 2. They're some of my favorite movies that came out last year. I would also put them in a top 10. It's cool to see The Substance nominated for Best Picture, even though I haven't seen it, but just for the horror representation. Alien Romulus got a nom for visual effects. I was half expecting Nosferatu to make it on the Best Picture list with how many nominations it got. Namely, it got cinematography, which I was not expecting, but I feel it easily deserved, and would be my top choice if it wasn't for Challengers. Well, I guess Challengers wasn't nominated for cinematography, but at least it got a nomination for... nothing? The best cinematography and music and acting and directing I've seen from all of 2024, and it got no nominations. Wow.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
What a miss from the Academy. Very embarrassing. I'm not always expecting a favorite of mine to get any love. Like, last year my favorite movie was the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. And obviously that didn't have any awards buzz. But Challengers literally won a Golden Globe for the score and it didn't even make the nominee? Yikes. Anyway, speaking of score, the ones that the Academy chose over the amazing work of Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross were not deserving out of the ones I've seen. I imagine Wicked had good music, as it's a musical, and I know little about Emilia Perez and The Brutalist, but Conclave and Wild Robot? For what reason? Conclave's score was incredibly overdramatic at several points in the movie, and was quite distracting and indulgent during some big moments. And the Wild Robot score wasn't such a standout either, certainly not top 10. The music in the Wild Robot was mostly serviceable, and occasionally distractingly cliché, and the flying montage scene with the overproduced pop song was genuinely a low point in the movie that felt like a checking-the-box required scene for a cliché animated movie type of scene. Inside a movie that wasn't cliché and actually was very emotionally compelling. So at high points, the music worked, and at low points, the music dragged down the movie. In what world is there no room for Challengers? This is insane decision-making. The acting categories didn't have any shocks. Of course, no Challengers or Lily Rose Depp for her immaculate performance in Nosferatu, but it was cool to see Kieran Culkin and Mikey Madison get their flowers for their incredible work. Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini were both nominated for Conclave, and I don't really think of either of them as a tippity top-tier performance. Ralph Fiennes was great, but it wasn't something so standout for him as an actor, and honestly wasn't nearly as memorable as his work for The Menu, which didn't get any nominations. And Isabella was barely in the movie. I like Conclave. I didn't love it, but these nominations it's getting are making me resent it. Honestly, might bump it down from a 6 to a 5, the more I think about it, and how much it doesn't deserve any of these Oscars in my mind. Best Animated Feature is maybe one of the categories that I've seen the most in. I've seen 3 of the 5 nominees. As much as The Wild Robot is 100% without a shred of a doubt winning this category, I actually enjoyed the Wallace and Gromit movie more. Don't get me wrong, I've mostly talked negatively about it, but I did definitely enjoy The Wild Robot. I loved the cast, the wonderful animation, and the story that was very effective and quite beautiful, honestly. The metaphors all worked perfectly and everything connected without feeling exhaustive or annoying, like Oscar-winning short The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. That being said, it didn't connect with me as much as the new Wallace and Gromit. The animation is stellar and the British humor all landed perfectly, but what really surprised me was the relevant and pertinent morals that were very clear and effectively communicated. There was a lot of interesting conversation on laziness and reliance on AI and technology in the subtext while wrapping everything up in a simple bow by the end and not over-explaining. Actually, very well done. I also watched Inside Out and it was pretty good. I don't really remember it. I don't like that Bill Hader isn't in it, and I do like that Io Debris was in it. So yeah, the goods outweigh the bads. The tech categories were mostly smooth, aside from the Challengers' omissions. I'm glad Nosferatu really got its praise in these sections. The cinematography in that movie somehow lived up to the high expectations of imagery for a Nosferatu remake. I wouldn't be mad at all if it instead went to Dune, though. Nosferatu also got noms for costume design, makeup and hairstyling, and production design, which is all very cool. I'm happy with these nominees for visual effects. Dune 2 and Planet of the Apes were both very, very engrossing visual experiences, and the alien Romulus effects were also very stellar for the most part, just not on the same tier as the other two. I would honestly love to see that award go to either Dune or Apes. I'm usually very passionate about the sound category. Last year, the Oscars really nailed it with the win for Zone of Interest, so hopefully this year they stick the landing and just give it to Dune, honestly. I don't really remember the sound design of the Wild Robot, and I haven't seen any of the others. Overall, these nominations are not that mind-blowing for the most part. I definitely need to watch more of these. I would give these nominations a 6 out of 10.
Every year, the film industry gathers in Los Angeles to present the Oscars. It's a magical evening filled with stars and surprises. Meanwhile...
Anyways, enough prestigious old people talk. It's time to talk about some up-and-coming artists who I think deserve more praise. I found both of them on Instagram Reels, so I guess that place is an all-slot. First of all, Semicolon Avenue by Palloway and Mad Dave. Two new artists, and they both pulled their weight on this project. First, I'll talk about Palloway. She's a trans artist who takes up most of the vocals on the album, and she absolutely kills it with hard-hitting verses and a great flow. Some of her sections are pretty relatable and sometimes quite heartbreaking, and just very raw. Especially her lyrics on Creation, the title track Semicolon Avenue, and I Should Be Here, with her talking about the different angles of gender dysphoria and depression. I especially was drawn to some of her bars on I Should Be Here, where she grapples with the thoughts of feeling that she deserves the pain she's experiencing, and I love how that specific theme informs and conflicts with the sample and chorus, which is about being 1,000 miles away from where you should be. The production on this track is just really great in general.
She's very against herself, and you should be too. Please hate me, please, and please hate me more.
Speaking of production, the other half of this duo is Mad Dave, who also brings some greatness in the CP. I'm not fully on board with Dave, but he's growing on me. His vocals are pretty awkward sounding and not the smoothest, but his passion and heart for this project is clear, and as I continue to listen to the EP, Dave is rapidly winning me over, for the most part. I could get past some of the awkwardness in his flow, but his intense melodic vocals on Souls are really quite pushy. His sections are nowhere near as good as Palloway, but he makes up for this with his skills as a producer. There's a vast pool of sources of inspiration being pulled on the forefront of these beats. There's an entirely different style and genre on almost every song's production, and they all come together fairly cohesively. They actually co-produced this album, although I believe Dave did a lot more. And they both flip samples to great effect. There's a running theme of Japanese and anime samples, with a lively instrumental on Cliche With Me, the more obvious example with the vocal samples and soaring guitars on Souls, or the string section sample taken from a Japanese movie called Osterreich, probably not correct. From this heavy Japanese inspiration to the oddball samples from Blues Brothers on the energetic opener of Open Corridors, or the more pop and slightly emo pop sounds on Morning and Creation, this album really implores full creativity and variety for what you can do in hip-hop.
As a baby eating suds, grown still doing that, forever taking hate, rather get punched to get spanked.
Of course, if it was just all over the place, it wouldn't be cohesive at all. But there's several more conventional rap sounds, what with the iconic Melvin Bliss drum beat used on several Wu-Tang tracks and used on both Creation and I Should Be Here on this project, or the other also iconic Ponderosa Twins 2 plus 2 plus 1 equals sample on Semicolon Avenue, or the Tribe Called Quest vocal sample on Halfway. There's still some classic hip-hop production to tie the more experimental sounds together. Overall, I think you listeners should all go check out this project. It's only 22 minutes and contains lots of creativity and promise for both artists, and Palloway is also releasing some more music in February, so check all of that out. My favorite tracks were I Should Be Here, Semicolon Avenue, and Creation, and I would give this EP an 8 out of 10.
Forever called heat, for that I bring myself heat to become another number in the stats. I tried so hard to be a part of the group. If it's not a good reason for you, it's enough for me.
Speaking of up-and-coming artists, I also listened to Young Sasha by Young Sasha, or just Sasha on Spotify, and it was also very good. Again, I also found this through Reels. Specifically, I believe it was on my feed because Palaway was following him. So I guess the whole thing connects together. Sasha is a teenage rapper from British Columbia, and through this energetic debut, he shows lots of excitement for what can be done with hip-hop, which is very exciting to hear for me. This kid is wearing his inspirations on his sleeve, and I think like a lot of new artists, it'll take a bit before he really cements his own style. But what we have so far is very promising. I actually related heavily to this album through what he's inspired by. He's making direct references and homages to MF Doom, Tyler the Creator, Wu-Tang Clan, and Twin Peaks of all subjects. That album couldn't be more suited to my interests. And he's in French immersion, so he's literally me, for real.
Rehearsing words in Persian, I'm in French immersion.
I also appreciate the effort to making an actual cohesive album by including a mini running storyline and theme of this radio station that ends up reporting on his friend going missing and these blizzards, and it gets all out of hand and wraps up in a very satisfying and funny way. It reminds me of some of the radio segments on Enter the Wu-Tang or these theatrical narration interludes on Mad Villainy.
Welcome to Young Sasha Radio, I'm your host.
Right now we got some new music only here on Golf Radio.
Lots of impressive flows, rhyme schemes, and wordplay are on full display. There's several tracks that show off Sasha's great lyricism. This one is the coveted banger of the album with many hooky one-liners. Doom FM is a full homage song to MF Doom, and is very well done. He borrows a lot of that flow and intricate internal rhymes that permeate through every Doom track, while using old-timey sayings like, "I suggest you shut your chatterbox," which is something I could easily see Doom saying. The standout line to me was, "Could you please refer a surgeon, meet the nurse version who is worser in person?" It all wraps up in a small Wu-Tang homage at the end.
Known to hold a mic in his right hand, you wanna know the purpose of the left? Well, I ain't then.
Delphine Hayes is also a very dense track with impressive bars like, "Tired of all the filler bars, this ain't Wordle, regurgitating verses till your face is turned purple," or "I'm undeniable, accept all cookies, you wouldn't want to toy with the boy, now Woody," with a Woody double entendre. Just so much impressive lyricism in that one track.
My flow is off this earth, probably lose my conscience first, mix between a jock and a melancholic philosopher.
The next track, Hopeless, is packed with anti-government and anti-systematic lyrics. Sasha's theme, the one right after that one, is a full Twin Peaks homage, with some funny moments on the chorus and some fast-paced rapping with definitively the first Wyndham Earl bar I've ever heard.
All of a sudden I'm making moves, I've been going crazy like Wyndham Earl.
Yetis Forever is a very energetic and useful jazz rap back and forth between Sasha and his cousin Pablo, and their duo charisma is really shining through the track.
Rise as the voice in the sky introduces me, like we the Yetis. Welcome to your eulogy. Throwing them a funeral, I'm numero uno.
Yukon Freestyle has some more great lyrics as a last full song on the album with a Call Me If You Get Lost reference and several other rap references through his fast-paced and hard-hitting braggadocious verse over a very stripped-down drum beat. It's a great last hurrah.
All day, man, I really don't stop with it. Sauce, run it up, call me if you get lost in it.
Overall, this album really shows a lot of promise in this artist. Not every track was worthy enough to talk about, and some fade into the background. As a full project, the production is very varied, but not really in a way that comes full circle like Semicolon Avenue. It just ends up being a bit inconsistent, making it feel more like a mixtape that focuses really hard on just the pure lyrics. And I do respect that. I'm definitely looking forward to what Sasha does next. My favorite tracks were Yetis Forever, Sasha's Theme, and Doom FM. And I would give this album a very high 7.5, very close to an 8.
Sasha! Truthfully, this music isn't new to me, cause I got my ancestors chilling in the booth with me.
That's it for the reviews today. Check out Review Ronnie on Instagram for more info on the show. And before I let you listeners go, it's time for Ronnie's Joke of the Week. What would you call Palaway and Mad Dave's debut EP if it was used before conjunctions instead of replacing conjunctions? Comma Avenue. See you next time on Ronnie's Reasonable Reviews.
Hey, Ronnie. Ronnie?
Good reviews?
Fabulous reviews.
This is Ronnie. Make it good.
Ronnie could have been a reviewer.
It's Ronnie, all right.
Ronnie
reviews.
Fabulous reviews.
And this is the best review we got.